Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. On Fridays, as we have been doing throughout the semester, we will be participating together in a contemplative practice. And given that next week is Thanksgiving, I thought it would be good to do a gratitude practice. We did this one actually maybe a month ago. So for those of you that were here, this maybe will be your second time around. It's called the Awareness Examine, and it comes out of the Catholic tradition. So I will read a brief introduction to the practice, and then I will just guide you through it. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths and get comfortable in your seats, whatever that means for you. And if you would like to close your eyes or soften your gaze onto a candle or some other object in this beautiful space, I invite you to do so now. How do we become more aware of God's presence in our lives? How can we be more attentive to the loving messages God sends us? What should we do about difficult relationships, challenges at work or at school, or feelings of anxiety and fear? If you've ever asked yourself questions like these, then perhaps you too are searching for a way to connect with God's loving guidance on a more regular basis. At the heart of Jesuit Christian spirituality is a prayer practice called the Examine. Jesuits, and now Christians of many denominations, practice this method of prayer once or twice every day. Ignatius of Loyola, founder of the Jesuits, advised people that if they could not pray in any other way, they could at least pray the Examine. Essentially, the prayer of Examine is a practice that helps us become more attentive to God's presence and action in our daily lives. It also helps us to consciously reflect on and acknowledge the events, experiences, and feelings of one's day. During the Examine, we are invited to take a few minutes to review what has happened over the past 24 hours, recognizing the graces and blessings, and learning from the challenges and problems. The Examine is a meditation on your day. It is a chance to notice God acting in your life and in your world. Christians believe that God is already active in our lives and that we simply need to take time to notice in order to cultivate a life rooted in gratitude. Noted Catholic priest, scholar, and spiritual writer Henry Nouwen said this about the discipline of gratitude. Gratitude goes beyond the mine and thine and claims the truth that all of life is a pure gift. In the past, I've always thought of gratitude as a spontaneous response to the awareness of gifts received. But now I realize that gratitude can also be lived as a discipline. The discipline of gratitude is the explicit effort to acknowledge that all I am and have is given to me as a gift of love, a gift to be celebrated with joy. So as we now begin the prayer of Examine, I invite you to take a few more long and deep breaths, feeling the breath entering into your body and breathing it out slowly, mindfully. And as you continue to relax into your breathing, remind yourself of God's loving presence through some kind of intentional motion. You may want to bring your right hand up to your heart, or mark the sign of the cross on your forehead, or give yourself a gentle hug. Whatever movement you choose, let it be a reminder to you of God's unconditional love for you. And then relax your body again. When you are ready, take some moments to review the last 24 hours of your life quietly in your mind, beginning at 10 a.m. yesterday. Where were you? Who was with you? What were you feeling? What were you doing? What were you thinking? And then slowly and graciously recall each hour over the last 24 as if you are watching a motion picture in your mind. Take some moments in silence to review your day and to linger in any of the moments that seem particularly important to you, no matter how ordinary they may seem. When you are finished reviewing the last 24 hours of your life, ask yourself, for what moment in the last 24 hours am I most grateful? Or, if I could relive one moment, what moment would it be? Once you have discovered this moment, reflect on what made it so special and offer gratitude silently in your mind for that moment. Take note, who was with you? What were you feeling? What were you doing? What were you thinking? And pay particular attention to any people who were with you in that moment, and offer thanks to those people, for those people, silently in your mind. Next, ask yourself, for what moment in the last 24 hours am I least grateful? What made it difficult? Who was with me? What was I doing? What was I feeling? What was I thinking? And once you have identified this moment, don't judge it or try to fix it or wish it away. Simply sit in the silence and remember that God loves and accepts you just as you are. Finally, when you are ready, give thanks for the last 24 hours of your life, for its gifts and for its challenges, and for God's presence with you through it all. When you are ready, I invite you to take a few more deep breaths and slowly open your eyes and come back to this space, this time. I invite you to turn to a neighbor and share something from this practice that struck you, that was moving for you, or that you simply want to remember. If you do not feel like talking to anybody else, another option would be to pull out your cell phone and send some messages of gratitude to people in your life for whom you are thankful. So we're going to take about 5 or 6 minutes for this response time. Thank you again for coming today. I am grateful that you are here and that we can be together. This practice is one you could modify to do with family and friends during the Thanksgiving break. So I encourage you to open up conversations with people in terms of what they are grateful for in this season of thanks. Go forth today with grateful hearts and share that grateful spirit with those that you meet.